Crying, Dad. I know you. You are a king's daughter. Why are you crying, dear?
My ball is in a pond, deep in water. It's my favorite toy.
Don't cry. I can get the ball for you. What will you give me for it?
I will give you anything I have. You can have my beautiful clothes, pearls, or jewels. Anything you wish.
I don't care about your clothes, pearls, or jewels. I want to be your friend. I want to play with you, eat from your plate, drink from your cup, and sleep on your pillow.
Sure, you can have all that if you bring me the ball.
But she thinks the frog lives in the pond in the company of other frogs and can't live in a castle with people. The frog plays the ball and Charlotte runs away with it.
Wait for me, I can't move as fast as you can. Take me with you to the castle.
But Charlotte doesn't listen to him and soon forgets about the frog. At dinner in the castle, Charlotte is eating her meal when a servant comes to the king with a letter.
Your Majesty, here is a note for you.
Who is it from?
Your Majesty, a strange creature is outside and wants to read it. It's a frog.
A frog writes letters to a king. What is it about?